This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Wednesday, September 18th, 2019. I'm Simarie Ainsborough. More than 350 labour leaders from all across Asia have been meeting in Indonesia this week. They are attending the Asia and Pacific Regional Conference of the Global Union Public Services International, the PSI. The conference, which is meeting in Bali, is known by its acronym APRICON. The PSI is the World Labour Organization, which represents national public service unions. It brings together some 20 million workers who are members of 700 unions in 163 countries. Rosa Pavanelli, the PSI's general secretary, reported on the opening day of the conference.
This morning, we started the young worker participation in the regional Asia-Pacific conference. Two major issues have been brought to the debate, along with the engagement of young workers and unions to stop precarization of the work and ensure young workers will have full right to organize in a union and to take collective actions, including strike and collective bargaining. The other two issues are climate change, engaging young workers to prepare a better future that is respectful of the environment and of people, and digitalization and the impact of artificial intelligence on public service and public service workers. We want to discuss how we, as trade unions in public sector, can challenge the power of corporates.
The conference held a special forum on the needs of young workers in the region. Angie Luz Altonido was one of the participants at the forum.
Earlier, I spoke about the issues facing by the young workers and mainly focusing on climate change. So we have issues from Southeast Asia and also the European region that they are experiencing huge amount of flooding, and also what happened to Amazon. And that I reminded the young workers, young public workers, that we have to make a change and act right now.
Sophia Ashraf is a labor activist and rap artist from India.
So one of the first campaigns that I ever did was the campaign called Don't Work for Dow. This was basically a campaign where we used music to talk to young engineering students, telling them not to work for a company like Dow Chemicals, which has a very dirty history in India. As civil society, we can do very little to stop them from operating in India. But we can stop giving them engineers, because if they don't have engineers, they can't operate. So we went to young people, we went to engineering college students, we put up a rock show, and we said, don't work for a company like Dow. Rap was my way of getting their attention. And we had the entire of IIT Chennai, which is one of the biggest engineering colleges in Chennai, boycott Dow Chemicals placements. One of the songs I performed today was Sadahak. Basically, what had happened was a couple of years ago in the city of Bangalore in South India, there was a mass molestation that had happened. On New Year's Eve, women were out in the streets celebrating, and people came around and were misbehaved with them and groped them en masse. So when the women started speaking out about this, the state's official response was victim blaming. They were like, what were these women doing out there dressed like this, drunk like this? This is not Indian culture. You know, there was a lot of that going on, which really unnerved a lot of women, because we were like, wait, if you as the state is refusing to offer us protection, then are we even citizens of this country? So we decided to demand that the streets are our right, or Sadda Haq, as we say in Punjabi. So we got women out on the streets from 22 cities across India. Women just took to the streets, walked the streets in a peaceful march, saying the streets are our right.
I'm Simarie Ainsborough. Thank you for listening. You can find more of Radio Labour's news and feature stories on our website at www.radiolabour.net.